You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Chanti.
And I'm Lynx, and you're listening to Muses.
Enjoy the show. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Muses.
Yes, welcome to Muses, the podcast all about the women, the groupies, the wives, the girlfriends, the journalists, the A&R women, the every kind of rock and roll woman out there.
That's us.
Yeah.
That's who we are. That's what we like to bring you. This episode is live from Las Vegas.
Yeah. Viva Las Vegas.
Viva man. Las Vegas. So that's where we are right now.
Yeah. We had an interesting time getting here.
We did. This is going to be an interesting episode because it's going to be different. This is not your typical research-based. We're not going to be presenting a muse this week. We're going to be kind of presenting our trip in itself. Mm-hmm. Some dolls may make a voice appearance on the show themselves. We're going to do a couple of different segments, and we want to bring you along with us on our trip.
On our DollCon 2020.
We've never done an episode like this before, kind of a travel documentary as we're doing it. And so it's just going to be a lot of our experiences, talking about what we've done so far, who we've met, what we're doing. And if you're...
We're going to take you on our trip with us.
Yeah, so come with us. And if you're like, girls, nah, then tune in a couple of weeks and we're going to bring you some more interviews and some more
research-based
episodes. But after this many episodes, this is what we've got for you, and this is what we decided to do, and we hope that you like it.
Yeah.
Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a pro like me.
Well, I'm excited to just talk and have this as a document for us as well, because I always love traveling with you and it's just another experience. And this has been so much fun so far, and we're only, 24 hours in.
The last time we did a big trip together was to Tennessee, and we were with another podcaster, and he did a podcast kind of play by play and recorded from time to time and put it together and made it into an episode. And we didn't do it that time.
No.
So we are doing it this time. We're currently sitting in our room in a big Airbnb that we got that we're sharing with 10 other dolls.
Yes.
Kind of like groupie summer camp.
It does feel like groupie summer camp.
We were going to record by the pool,
but there's an air conditioning machine right there and it was just a little too noisy. So we're just going to lounge poolside after this.
Yeah, if you hear some birds chirping, because I can hear them out the window, that's happening. And if you hear some, some chatting in the background, it's because there's some dolls here today who are hanging out, having some champagne.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, trying to make some orange juice with Pamela DeBar's oranges that she brought from her house, like from her orange tree.
Can you imagine? I wish I had an orange tree. You know how obsessed I am with orange juice.
It's pretty much all you've talked about since we started traveling.
Yes, we had quite an experience at the airport, and all I could think of was getting to that the end of the line so that I could have my orange juice.
The line to get to security was probably 1,000 people long.
Yeah, yeah. They tell you nowadays to show up at the airport 2 hours early. We showed up over 2 hours early, and we still didn't even make the boarding time. By the time we got there, we were late, though our plane was like late as well because it was a mess at the airport. It's just crazy right now. I think the day before there was a lot of wind and they canceled a bunch of things, and that sort of led to chaos. And yeah, we went, it was like over an hour to get through the security line and then over an hour to get through customs. It was a lot of, I've never felt more like cattle going through and through and through. And you know when like you think you're at the end of the line and then you turn the corner and you just see like more line?
The zigzaggy kind.
Yes.
What did somebody say? They felt like there should be a roller coaster at the end of it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was intense, but we did make it through. We did make
people
it
were in good
plane.
Spirits. We met some people.
Yeah, we did. Tell them who we met.
So we met this gentleman. He was behind us and we chatted a little bit, and he just mentioned that he was going to Vegas for business and that he travels often. He was about our age.
Yep.
And that was pretty much that. Lynx and I just kind of, you know, kept to ourselves, chatted. We pretty much chatted the whole time in that line for a good couple of hours. And then we went our separate ways once security stuff started to happen. So then we had our flight, and it was a great little flight. And once you're off the flight, and then you have to get into this train that takes you to another terminal, so then that way you can leave the airport. Well, he was there
right beside us,
right beside us again in on the train. So I was like, oh, you are, we met you at the airport, you were behind us. And he said, oh yeah. So then we started chatting, and one of us asked, so what are you doing here in Vegas, what's your job?
And he is on tour with KISS as their videographer.
I believe so. Yeah. Something along those lines. Something very similar to what a videographer does.
And yeah, it just was the most fitting way to start our journey. Of course, we find the one guy who's on a tour, KISS no less.
Yeah.
It's that just rock
got back
and roll
from
energy.
Japan
know?
With them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that energy, I think it just...
We all gravitate toward one another.
But not that we, like, it was just wild. In the line of thousands of people, he just happened to be behind us.
Yep.
And then we missed him, or like we, you know, we didn't really learn about that. But we saw him a second time, and that's where we learned about that. So we shared an Uber.
Yeah.
A cab. Once we left the airport, we all took a cab together. We dropped him off at his hotel, and we kind of went our way. So
It was fun, too, that we got to drop him off first, because we got to see a little bit of New Vegas, which reminded me a lot of Times Square. And that's not a place that we want to visit on this trip, but it was so cool that we got a little taste of it, because I love just seeing, you know, all the sights. Yeah. But yeah, we just don't have the time for that on this journey.
I went last year when I was here for DollCon last year. I went only briefly to go meet Christian from our network, from the Pantheon network, and his wife Amy at the Bellagio.
Oh yeah.
So I saw a little bit of the new Las Vegas, and when I was there last year.
It's very Times Square-ish to me. I just compare everything to New York. I'm sorry. Can't help it.
No problem. Fine by me.
So we get in, we say goodbye, we drive to the Gold Spike, which is where a lot of the dolls who are doing DollCon this year are staying, including Pamela. And
So if they're not staying at the Airbnb with us, they're at the hotel, or some of them live here.
Yeah.
There are some Las Vegas dolls.
And there are some others who are doing their own thing as well at different hotels. So we're a little scattered, but our house and Gold Spike are like the two kind of main points that we're all kind of meet at.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got in. And we had a nice morning flight, so we got in around noon, met up, had lunch, and then we just got to chill poolside for a while, and it was really amazing. So many names, so many dolls. Like, I met like 15 people in like 1 minute.
Yeah, we do have name tags, and people are pretty good about wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
I probably knew over half from last year, and then I did meet some new amazing
women as well. Yeah, and I recognize a lot from, you know, Instagram and Facebook. And so it was nice to finally meet women that I've known for a year but don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. And like you said,
we have women from L.A.,
Vegas,
Little Rock, Arkansas, Vegas,
lots
of New York.
And yeah, we have some fellow Toronto dolls with us, Linda and Ellen. I don't want to name any other people. I know that they are fine with that. We haven't asked anyone else, so.
Ellen specifically said that we can mention her by name.
Yes. So.
And that she's on Tinder.
Yeah, she's single and gorgeous. So just
talented.
And she.
Smart, funny. Yeah.
She's just wonderful. And so is Linda. But she's not single, so sorry, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got to meet these incredible women, and I'm so excited to hear, you know, all their stories and everything.
So after we met by the pool, we all went out to dinner together, and now there are 34 of us.
It's insane.
There's 34 of us all together, and we go out to restaurants.
Yeah, all together.
And people are really accommodating. The restaurants have been delicious. And so we went to this restaurant called Old Souls.
Yeah.
And it was really nice
inside. It was beautiful in there.
They had an old...
They were playing Laurel and Hardy.
Yep.
And it just had a really nice vibe to it. And I got a little worried there for a minute because there was like literally nothing on the menu as like a dinner for vegetarians, but they had a couple options not on the menu that they let us know about, and I had the most amazing risotto, and it was like vegetable risotto, like all these vegetables on top. Oh, it was very, very delicious.
Yeah, they were playing good music, and it was fairly quiet in there, so it almost felt
almost the only ones in there.
Private party.
It did, and there's like so many of us that like. We've kind of filled the room.
Right.
So, yeah, it was lovely. I liked it a lot.
Is that where we split up then after dinner?
That is where we
split our
up.
Separate ways?
Yes.
All right. So, do you want to tell me about what you did?
Okay. Well, me and my Toronto ladies, we wanted to go to the Neon Museum, which is like this big, they call it the Boneyard. Like all these old neon signs from Vegas and maybe LA all there. There's like a Tim Burton exhibit there as well. We were like really pumped for it, and we get there and they closed 2 minutes before and they wouldn't let us do the tour.
Lynx was like, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
You know what? It didn't work. So yeah, that was a bit of a bummer. What were you guys doing during that time?
We went to a bar called Griffin's, something like that.
Or the Griffin, yeah.
The Griffin, and that's in Old Vegas. So we walked through Fremont Street and we saw, you know, the guy in the thong. And
I just had like in my head a connection. I have a friend named Griffin,
mm-hmm.
and he is like a poker star.
Oh.
So I'm sure he knows Vegas pretty well.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went there because we had gone there last year. Almost by accident, but it ended up being a wonderful bar with enough seating for a lot of us.
I didn't realize it was the same place.
Same place.
Oh, cool.
Because we had such a good experience last year.
Yeah.
And honestly, the same bartenders were,
oh my God, amazing.
Were there. And I almost looked at Jenny and was like, hey, Jenny, do you remember we asked that guy what his sign was last year? And I think we guessed that he was a Leo or something like that.
Yeah.
But I just, yeah. So like, I remember that. And then a lot of the dolls showed up, and there wasn't technically anywhere, like it wasn't a dance bar, but of course, they're playing good music and there's a bit of space. It turned into a dance party.
Of course it did.
So if you caught our Instagram stories, you can see there is one video that I took of Pamela, So Miss Pamela, and a bunch of the women dancing to a Rolling Stones song. And I find it's always so surreal when a Rolling Stones song comes on, or Led Zeppelin or anything like that, and she's there and we're dancing with her. Yeah. And
it's amazing.
She had intimate and loving relationships with these guys.
Well, it's the same, I think, for the place we had breakfast this morning. She, the other day, mentioned like, oh, like me and Robert Plant went there once, and it's like amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Tell me more.
Yeah. She kissed me on the mouth yesterday. Aww. And I thought about, those lips have touched Mick Jagger's lips and Jimmy Page's lips, and it's insane. And they were lucky enough to have touched hers.
Exactly.
You know, because she's a goddess.
Damn right she is. That's what my dad wrote. I sent my dad a photo of all of us with Pamela, and he was just like, you know, oh, the groupie goddess, the earth mother, like, you all look amazing.
Yeah, and then just watching the other girls, and everybody has their own distinct style. Some of the girls look like they've come straight out of the
70s. Everyone here is beautiful.
Like, yeah.
They're all stunning. Like you said, they all have amazing style. And yeah,
we range from age 21 to 70.
It's fantastic. And everyone has like the same energy, 21 to 70. Like we all share that spark, and
we're all each other's teachers, sisters.
Yeah. It's a wonderful, so accepting. Like you don't even people I haven't had the opportunity yet, because 30 dolls, to like actually have a deep conversation with, like I feel connected to, you know, just all of us being together. So while you guys were dancing, we got turned down at the Neon Museum. I saw a couple from the outside. It looked really cool. And next time, I'm definitely going to do that next time, though, because it does look like it's fun. I don't understand why it closes so early. This was like only like 9 p.m. So, and it's a neon museum. They open at 9 a.m., but like, why would you go in the day to see a neon museum? That makes no sense to me. I feel like it should be open from like sundown to like at least midnight, especially on the weekend.
Do you want to write them a Yelp review?
I was just
thinking. Because that sounds like a Yelp review to me.
I was just thinking, yeah, you know. As I was saying it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to write them a letter. But yeah, it turned into like a blessing in disguise, though. We still made the most of our time. We decided instead of that, let's just wander around, walk around like Fremont Street, and just kind of flow around and see where the night takes us. And yeah, we had a lot of fun just wandering around, and me and Ellen went into a casino and we played slots, which was my first time ever gambling. I am not someone that has beginner's luck, apparently. I lost.
How much?
$5.
Well, you gotta play big to win big.
That's true. There are people around us. Like one woman, I took a photo because like it was so impressive. Her like winnings was like over $700, and she had like over $50 left of, you know, slotting. So some of them sit there for a long time, and yeah, but the longer you sit there, also the longer.
I think my mom won like $20,000 once at a slot machine.
Well, you know who did win? Our single gorgeous friend Ellen.
She did.
She won like $5.30 or something.
Star won a couple $100 last year.
Damn.
Yeah. Star's got the luck.
I didn't want to. I can see how addictive that can be. And like you're around all these bright lights and you see other people winning and you're sitting there. And like I put the $5 in and did it for a while and I didn't win. And then I was like, well, like maybe I'll try like one more dollar, or like maybe like, you know, I can do another $5. And I was like, no, don't even get on this road, you know. But I can see how easy it is to like lose all your money there, because it just happens so fast too. And then you're like, but I want more. And like I'm sitting next to Ellen who's winning, and I'm like, well, maybe I'm gonna win next, you know. Like,
good thing we're not staying at the hotel where you have that easy access to all of the slot machines.
Yeah, that will be my only slot machine gambling experience here. And I just did it to say that I have gambled in Vegas and lost like most other people here. So yeah, that was fun. And then we wanted to know where you guys were at.
All right. Well, before we meet up, maybe we should play another Vegas-inspired or Vegas-themed song.
Let's do it.
lady gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with no despair. So
viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
How I wish that there were more.
All right, so by this point, we meet up, and we are on a time zone difference. So we meet up at around 11 p.m. Is that correct? Earlier?
A little earlier.
10:30?
Yeah.
And so that's our time.
1:30.
So no problem for you. You are...
I'm a night owl.
You're a night owl. So we went to an 80s...
Yes.
Dance party just
and
around the corner.
Our friend Brianna.
Yep.
Was
from the Keeping It Casual podcast.
Yes.
Check it out.
Check that out. Yeah. They're the really fun podcast, very sex positive, very informative, and they're so much fun.
Yeah. So she lives here, so she knew where to go. So she took us to 80s night. Ladies got in free.
Yeah.
80s ladies. So we got in. They're the kind of place that have the big projector.
Yep.
So you see the music videos and...
It was so cool. It was packed.
Right.
The dance floor was packed.
It was. It wasn't like that when we first got there, but it like pretty quickly filled up within that half an hour between 10:30 and 11.
Yeah.
And so we were having fun doing that. One of the dolls looks at me and goes, "Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, I do." She's like, "I think the bartender is from 90 Day Fiancé."
So what is 90 Day Fiancé?
It's a show on TLC. And essentially what it is trash television that I love.
Yeah.
And Americans meet people who live in different countries. And then once they establish that they're in a real relationship, the person comes to the United States and they have 90 days to get their like K-1 visa. So they have to get married, essentially. And that's how they get the visa. So it's called, essentially engaged for 90 days. But there's spinoffs of it, 90 days before the 90 days, 90 day the other way. I watch them all. I love them all. They're disgusting. I love them. I only recently started watching the show in the last year. So the guy that she was pointing out, I didn't recognize.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, why don't you go ask him? And she's like, no, I couldn't. I'm like, I'll do it. Because at this point, you know, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I was feeling enough.
So you might have had like a drink or two.
I was feeling all right at this point.
There.
Just go do it.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
So we went up to the bar and she came with me and I asked him, is your name so-and-so? And he roasted me. He knew exactly what I was up to, exactly what I was like asking him about. And then we kind of got into this like, why do you want to know? And then I kind of made up this stupid lie that he caught me in and he roasted the hell out of me. And I won't go into the details about it because I'm actually embarrassed about it, about how much I got caught and roasted. But by the way, he like answered me, or rather like didn't answer me. We can pretty safely say that.
It was him.
Yeah. But I mean, towards the end, he asked me where I was from and I told him, and then he told me to come visit him anytime. So I think we ended off on an all right note, but I essentially like put my foot in my mouth at one point and felt really stupid. Aww. So 90 Day Fiance, first celebrity run-in in Vegas. I mean, besides Pamela DeBar, she's a legit celebrity. This guy was moving on. Let's move on from this guy.
So yeah, you guys are there already. We do Fremont Street, we gamble, we meet up with you.
You, and by the time you showed up is about the time that my brain left my body.
Fair.
Yeah.
You did amazing last night, because I know you are an early bird. You go to bed early. You have a completely different schedule.
Yeah.
Kind of sleep work schedule than I do. So
yeah,
I was very impressed.
It kind of got to the point in the night where I started to wander. So I went upstairs and I saw that there were different booths and different areas you could go in. So I was talking to people, making friends.
I love it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we made it in time for Macho, Macho Man.
Macho Man, yeah.
I want to be a Macho Man.
First of all, that video is amazing. I never gave it credit.
Yeah.
And I was mesmerized by it. I was watching the video and being like, oh, I see what they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, I never really understood it. And now, I guess, just based on, like, you know, my age, like, what's... I got it.
Yeah.
And it almost Macho Man hit me in a very profound way. And then this morning, I wake up to a thread from Ellen, Linda, you, and then another one of the dolls. And essentially, it's just...
The thread
is titled Macho Man.
Yeah. And it's just a lot of macho-ness.
Yeah. We're just, you know, typing up the lyrics to Macho Man. Ellen was dancing to Macho Man.
Basically,
took a video of herself.
Since the morning, it's just a loop of Macho Man stuck in all of our heads over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was great. It was a great night. I struggled a little bit this morning.
And thank you to Bree for driving us home.
Oh, yeah. Because anyways, we ended up coming back to the doll house after we went out.
Yeah.
And we stayed up. We had another drink. We chatted.
Yeah, we hung out.
I
learned about my astrology signs.
Your sun, moon, ascending, rising, all that.
Yes. It was interesting.
I was reminded to keep my voice down.
Yes. You do carry. But that's the teacher in you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the drunk in me.
Yeah,
I get loud and like I get excited. My voice projects.
Yeah,
I get passionate.
Yeah, and that's the thing here too. It's like all the conversations are amazing, and there's a doll here that I cannot wait to go to and visit in New York, and we're going to interview her. So
she's got stories.
Oh, she's got, and she kind of
two words: Jimmy Page.
She's lived my dream as well. Like, she's a New Yorker. She was in the punk scene. She knew all the people that I dream of being friends with. So yeah, I'm I have like a million questions I want to ask her, but I'm like, save it for her podcast.
So I sat by the pool with her and another woman from New York last time, and I left a changed person.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is you make these connections at every dinner. You're sitting beside someone else at everything. Like, you're sitting beside someone else and you're learning so much. Like, all of these women are my teachers. They're my mentors. They're my sisters. It's unreal.
So yeah, and then we got up today, we Macho Manned it over to the Omelet House, and
had a big
breakfast. Oh my goodness.
And yeah, the group, not only were there like 32, 34 of us, but the whole rest of the restaurant was packed.
Oh, yeah.
And they did an incredible job.
They did. The service was fast. They were on top of everything. They know how to work big crowds.
Might we recommend the pumpkin bread?
And the banana bread.
And the banana bread.
It was so delicious.
Can't go wrong. Served warm.
Oh, so good.
Soft butter.
It was so good. And I had like a veggie omelet. It was so good. And I had like cheese on top. And like the cheese was like stringy. And it was heaven. And I still have half of it because it was so big that I could only eat half plus the banana bread.
That omelet was so sensual for Lynx that she might even write about it tonight at the writing workshop.
Just
add detail about how gooey that cheese was.
I will.
You know, really get some punchy words in there to
it was so
describe
good.
Your omelet experience.
I'll start thinking on that. We have to write haikus about our faith in the future or faith in the future. And I already wrote mine. After this, I guess you're going to...
I'm struggling with this one. I've never written a haiku before. And...
The idea, like the
faith,
short and sweet.
Yeah.
Like you really have to say what
faith
you mean
in future.
A couple words. And that's another one. Like the topic, I'm like, what faith? What faith in the future?
I know.
But
which is strange because my writings generally tend to go on the really... positive side.
Yeah.
Like my writings are quite lighthearted. I'm going to try to dig deep. Just depending on what the prompt is, I do want to go deep this time.
Yeah.
We'll see. But in terms of this haiku, faith in the future, I don't know, man. I'll let you guys know what I come up with, but we're going to go sit by the pool and I'm going to think on it.
You saw mine.
My brain is a bit broken today though. Maybe that'll be
You just gotta get a little more of the champagne in you. And
we are having champagne. Did we mention that?
I don't know, but, you know, cheers.
Cheers! All right, everybody. Does that wrap up where we've come today?
Yes. And,
yeah, yesterday, today.
Tonight is the first night of the writing class.
It's being held here, which is amazing.
Yes, it's really nice. It's a big, beautiful space here. It's... a really nice, I'm glad they picked this place and we're close to everything and it really worked out. I love it here. I'm really enjoying our time.
All right. Well, let's go lounge by the pool for a little while and rest before a long night of writing and groupie therapy happens.
Yeah, and here's another Vegas song and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Check in with you soon.
Queen of Las Vegas.
Hello and welcome back to Muses live from Las Vegas.
You just pointed out happy March 1st.
Happy March 1st. We have transitioned. We have left the most depressing month of the year behind.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. February is not ever my favorite month. It's just brutal. So what a way to celebrate too. It's such a bright and sunny day. Perfect morning here, really.
Yeah, I crashed hard last night. I was asleep before many women even left the house to go back to their hotel.
Came over, you were like, can I just like Cinderella exit here? Like
Irish goodbye.
Irish goodbye. Yeah.
I did tap a few people and say, I'm going to bed. But yeah, it was one of those nights where you're asleep within 5 minutes of your head hitting the pillow. So I had an excellent sleep. I slept through the night. It was really restful. And I just drank tea last night. So at the writing workshop.
Oh, really?
I drank tea and water all night. But tonight I'm going to have some wine.
I definitely drank all the wine and some White Claws.
So I didn't even know what a White Claw was until...
You haven't lived until you know what a White Claw is.
All right, I'll try a White Claw tonight. Yeah, so we spent the morning by the pool. We've made a couple of pots of coffee. You've had your breakfast.
Yeah, it's nice. Just getting re-energized because last night was the writing group, but today we're having it in the afternoon, so...
Yep, so at around 6 o'clock, all of the women arrived yesterday. There was 30 of us, let's say. Imagine that, 30 women all in one room. It was just like a sight to behold, you know, to see everybody.
It, not just to see it, but to be in that room, like the energy is just unbelievable. It's like so positive. It's so special. You really do feel connected to everyone. Even if you haven't had a single conversation with someone and they're at the other side of the room, after they read, you feel connected to them.
Like, absolutely.
You know them.
So the way that Pamela's writing workshops go is that everybody sits in what kind of looks like a circle, and then even sometimes, because there's so many women, then there's an inner circle where there's a second circle of women kind of sitting on the floor, kind of down by our
definitely
legs.
Definitely happened this time.
I think we'll probably all choose different seats tonight, correct?
Yeah. It'd be fun to mix
That's
it
how
up.
Generally works.
Yes, beside someone different, get a different vibe, talk to different people.
Yeah, and this one went a little bit differently, but we'll tell you how it goes normally, and then we can tell you how we mixed it up, which was actually brilliant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to explain?
Okay, well, usually what happens is Miss Pamela gives you a prompt. So what was the first prompt for...
The first prompt, and I will tell everybody what it is, got it right here, is... What would you say to your 13-year-old self?
Yes. So then we get about 12 to 15 minutes to write whatever comes into your head. The rules are you're just supposed to write it down, no scribbling out anything, just kind of free flow. Whatever is in your mind, you put down on paper. And then after 12 minutes, Pamela says, all right, that's enough. And then normally...
Everybody puts their pens down, everybody closes their laptops, and you're fully present listening to the speaker.
Yes. So you go around the room and you each read your piece. Now, because it was 30 people at this convention, we couldn't all read every prompt that we wrote. So we got split into halves. So the first group... was we have these really cool name tags that
almost like a backstage pass.
Yes. And they have one of each of her books on it. I'm with the band, Taking Out a Piece of My Heart, Let's Spend the Night Together, and Let It Bleed. So the first two books read the first prompt, and then the second two books read our second prompt. So
So everybody was still listening to everyone, as opposed to being split up into different rooms of the house.
Yes.
Everybody was still all together. And the second prompt was, I won't get fooled again.
Yes.
And they were brilliant. There's a lot of like laughing. There's a lot of crying. There's a lot of yelling because people get really passionate about these things.
Oh, yeah.
So what ended up happening was... I really liked my first prompt, and it was something that I've been kind of meaning to write about. And as I said to you, like, I've wanted to go a little bit deeper into my, I don't know, just my...
Just go deeper.
Just go deeper. Yeah. I just wanted to go deeper. And I was disappointed, not disappointed by the second prompt, it's just that the second prompt...
Didn't speak to as strongly.
As much as what I would have said to my 13-year-old self.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening, which was kind of a blessing, was I wasn't in the first group, so I wasn't supposed to read my first prompt, and I was a little bit disappointed on that because I knew it would have been a really cathartic and healing experience to read that for everybody. And then what ended up happening, because we were the second group, I think it was Ellen or Linda, they kind of said, well, can we choose? Can the second group choose?
Yeah, between the first
Between the first and the second. And it ended up, you can. So then... For the third round, the first group then could choose between the last prompt and the second prompt. So if that sounds confusing, don't worry about it. But everybody ended up getting a choice and everybody could kind of read.
Like, what they wanted to read, what stood out to them the most, what they were most proud of.
Yeah. So it was really cathartic. And I was able to read that for everybody. And then you read.
I read Won't Get Fooled Again.
And it was awesome.
It was short, but it was something I needed to just get out of my system. So, put that out there. And you know when, like, when you read to, like, a group of women like that, it was, like, something that I need to do that... If I keep it to myself, maybe I'll like slide back into bad behavior. So I was like, if I announce this to a room full of incredible women, there's no turning back. I have to do what I'm saying I'm going to do. So that was just like another way to ensure that I'm going to move forward. So
wonderful. Yeah, I loved it. Well, and then, so what we've got going on for today is we're going to do our writing workshop in just a couple of hours here. So we're going to get ready for that. But after the writing workshop, we're all having dinner here at the house.
Yeah.
So Jenny, who's amazing, is gone to get the groceries. Mm-hmm. And then when she gets back, I'm going to help her prep as much as she needs, you know, like cutting and everything. So by the time the writing workshop is over, we don't have to start like cutting the veggies and, you know, cooking the meat and everything. It'll more just be like kind of a warm up. And it's a great idea. We're going to have tacos because with people who are vegan, vegetarian, you know, gluten-free, dietary restrictions, you can kind of cover your bases with kind of a serve yourself taco bar.
Yeah, it's perfect. Oh, I also want to mention, if you haven't come to one of these events yet, and you know, you're hearing all this and you're like, this sounds so exciting. One other really fun thing that happened after you went to bed, I was still up, a couple of the other dolls were up, and I got to sit around and listen to some incredible groupie stories. These women are just amazing. And all of them could be like guests on the podcast. Like,
and
they have,
we wish we could tell you.
Yes, I'm not going to.
But we can't. Yeah. Like, we can't.
No.
Like, it's not our story tell, but oh my God, do we ever want to?
Yeah.
So a couple of them said that if as long as we go and visit them in their
yeah,
town.
Yeah, we will talk to them for sure. But yeah, just saying like you're going to find incredible women here. And
you filling me in on like, oh, she was like a groupie. She groupied with this band and this band and this guy. And I was like, oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But I've known her for a few years now. I had no idea.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not surprised.
No. And I'm sure she has even more incredible stories. That was just what we kind of tackled last night. But yeah, it's so much fun talking to these women. And, you know, you pour your soul out with the prompts. And then after, like, when you're hanging out, you get to, you know, gossip and tell yourself each other fun stories. And, you know, that was a fun way to end the night.
Yes. So tonight after the dinner, we are all going to go to a tiki room. We're going to do one more night out in Vegas. And I'll just let you know what the last writing prompt was. So you're welcome to do this at home. If you can take the writing prompts, you set a timer for 12 minutes and you will be surprised at what comes out in 12 minutes. Everybody can write. Everybody can be a writer. Everybody, you can get, you know, chapters from your book out of this thing.
Yeah.
So the third prompt was a time I did not listen to my inner voice or my higher self or my conscience.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I loved that one too. Yeah. They were all great.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what we're going to write about today.
Yeah, and so we'll check in with you one more time. We'll let you know how the rest of our evening in Vegas goes, what the writing prompts were, and then it's part two of the travel podcast series, which will be
LA.
Going to California. All right, guys, we'll check in with you soon. Should we play another Vegas tune?
Let's do it.
Do you think there are enough out there?
Oh, yeah, we got this.
All right. Welcome to the final part of Muses Live from Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas. This has been such an incredible 2 days. It's so upsetting that it's so short. Like, I want Miss P to do a week-long retreat.
Miss Pamela Palooza.
Oh, that would be like heaven because it truly is like too short a time. I was talking to some of the dolls this evening and we were saying how we all need to just like pool our money and just buy a big dollhouse and that way we can all just live there and contribute. And I can picture, like, you know, Jenny in the morning doing yoga for everyone and then, you know, a couple of us, you know, making breakfast.
We'll have our recording booth.
Exactly, like we all pitch in where we can.
A pool, obviously. A pool would be a must have.
Exactly, like that's
my dream. And then if you don't want to live there, you don't have to. You can come visit for the writing classes. And yeah.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
I mean, what's more heavenly than a dollhouse?
Speaking of, let's recap night two of our writing workshop.
Yes. So when we left off, we were just getting ready for everyone to start arriving. Before everyone did, Jenny was already busy at work trying to fix up.
Prepping. Essentially. Yeah. Cutting the veggies and getting everything ready for the tacos, which ended up being, I'm skipping ahead, but spoiler alert, they were delicious.
Yes. And she made, okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. So we're lucky enough to already be at the house. That's where we stayed. So everyone started coming in. Miss P came in early. We were all just hanging around. And again, this is like, we were over 30 women and it was so amazing. I heard last year, I wasn't there, unfortunately, but it was like in a conference room. And
in a hotel. So it's like if you were to go like for business to a hotel and everybody would meet at the round tables.
Yeah. So very different vibe. Which Miss P's classes are normally in houses. Usually someone from the writing group hosts. And so, yeah, I'm so glad that this time they thought, let's rent a big house and do it there. So
everybody changed seats to change the vibe of the room.
Also, like, there's so many of us and we all are so awesome. Like, I want to talk to everyone. And even though I did switch seats and I did absolutely talk to like everyone, I still, there's so many women that I didn't get to know as deeply as I want to. And I can't wait until next time so that I can, you know, speak to them a little more.
I was so happy to see women a year later and we got to go, wow, look how far you've come, or look how much this has changed. And then I want to give a special shout out to Letitia.
Yes, Letitia. She was so adorable and she has such beautiful writing. And
her fashion, her style is amazing. Her makeup is beautiful.
I hope
she's so sweet.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't mind me saying this. I'm obviously not giving anything away, but I found it so fitting in one of her pieces or multiple. She kind of mentioned flowers and growth, and she wears a lot of like floral accessories. And I was like, I get it. Like, this is you. Like, you are just this blossoming beauty. And yeah, I thought that was so cool and very fitting. Like,
we love you.
Yeah. And she was a great campy roommate.
Yeah. She stayed in the same room as us.
Yeah. And again, like I want to name them all and say something nice. But again, like, I haven't asked all of them, are you okay with? So I won't. But it's just been lovely. It's been amazing. And
the writing was really powerful.
Yeah. So what were the prompts this time?
Prompts this time were, the first one was a Leonard Cohen quote.
Which I loved.
There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Yes.
The second one was a time you were verbally assaulted or verbally assaulted someone. Do you want to read the third?
The third was just a simple, but not so simple, how are you? And answering that truthfully was really interesting because, like, yeah, everyone just blindly answers like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah,
I'm good.
But like, how are you truly? That is such an interesting question because at least I find with me, you can ask me like an hour ago and I would have probably said something different. Overall, obviously, I'm very happy. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be with all the dolls. But
oh, I'm happy that you read your how are you. I didn't. I read there's a crack in everything.
And then you read one from yesterday.
And then I read one from yesterday.
Which was so good.
The time that I didn't follow my conscience.
It was so good. Yeah.
I'll probably submit that one too. I'll rework that one a little bit and then submit it for a special project.
Like, let's tell about that. Yeah. So some of the New York dolls, Camilla.
And Lori.
And Lori. They're putting together another doll book. We have Let It Bleed already.
An anthology.
But yeah, an anthology of all these amazing pieces. And let me tell you, like, you have no idea how incredible these women are and what can be produced in 12 minutes. It's astounding. You have like Nicole, who's like an actual poet. Like, yeah. I am just blown away. I cannot be that poetic in 12 minutes. I write down like the base of what I want to say, and I'm like an editor. I go back, I fill it in. I put like the base down of this is my story, and then I embellish it. But these women, especially because a lot of them have been in Miss P's writing class for so long.
And they go every Sunday.
Yes. So they have really honed the skill of writing out exactly what they want to say in 12 minutes. And again, I always have problems with running out of time, especially now because unfortunately I didn't bring my laptop, and I normally do, and I can definitely produce like triple the amount that I can while I'm writing. And I did find that writing with a notebook hindered me because I was conscious of like I only have this much time and I know I can't write it all out, so like get to the point, which of course isn't a good way to like get it out. So I definitely suggest if people are going to Miss P's group, think about bringing your laptop. I saw some girls typing on their phones as well.
It was my first time bringing the laptop. I tend to go towards the journal because I have just a bookshelf of journals that I have the dates on them. And so almost like I would be able to go back and see those more easily than I'd be able to find them in a computer document. However, I enjoyed typing, and I think I got more.
I think you did too.
I think I would do it again. I think I would type.
So you agree? I agree.
Yeah. I do agree. Which I mean,
I do love writing.
I love writing
in notebooks.
But
when you have a time limit, that's difficult.
I agree.
It is difficult. Unless maybe I should learn shorthand just for Miss P's classes. Or just bring my laptop next time.
So there was a lot of laughing in this one, a lot of crying, and a little bit more horniness than the night before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's how I'd sum up. We laughed, we cried.
We got horny.
We got horny.
Yeah. That's like me every day.
Lynx, how are you?
I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm horny. What do you want from me? Yeah. So yeah, it was a wonderful class, and then we had this incredible dinner. Jenny made all of this food.
The tacos were amazing.
She made like vegetarian and non-vegetarian. She also made vegan ice cream.
Yeah. What the hell,
Two
Jenny?
Two different flavors, vanilla and banana, and both were just so incredible. I have to get those recipes because oh my god.
Oh, I just whipped up a vegan ice cream for everybody.
I had donuts, I had chips, like I just pigged out.
Yeah, me too.
Hardcore.
It was awesome.
You know, I don't normally eat like that just because I never buy those things. It's not something that's around my house but it was just all
yeah,
out in
me
front of me
either.
When it's just sitting there and you're like, damn, like this looks good. I was like, I'll have a little piece of donut. I was like, maybe I'll have another little piece. Maybe one more piece.
I think one of my favorite parts of the whole experience was just watching you sitting with the New York Dolls. And because I spent hours with them last year by the pool. I left and my life was changed after talking to them.
And I do remember you telling me, like, you have to meet these women.
And I loved just walking into a room and you just being full on, like,
mesmerized
by them and asking them really, you know, specific questions. And I was kind of buzzing around doing this, doing that. But I loved that you were just sitting there with your eyes wide, just listening so intently to them.
They grew up in an era that I certainly idolize and admire and wish I could have participated in. And yeah, I appreciate them so much for letting me ask so many questions and, you know, getting to ask about specific people. And I just had so much fun hearing their stories. And yeah, like every name I threw at them, like they knew who they were, they hung out with them, they had a story about them. So it was so cool. And I'm so excited because we actually have another trip planned now.
Yeah, we're going to go to New York.
Yeah, and I'm so excited for that on like so many levels because obviously New York is my happy place and I've been wanting so badly to go with you so I can show you around and show you the New York that I love and to also be able to do that. And we're going to be talking and of course hang out with all the New York Dolls and all of them are just
so
incredible.
Funny.
I mean, we connect obviously with all of them, the LA Dolls, all of
New
them.
New York, Tulsa.
But
Colorado.
I definitely feel like a strong connection to the New York Dolls. And I think like Ellen and Linda, like our Toronto Doll girls, like also have that connection with them. Like East Coasters, I guess, you know, like there's just a mutual vibe there. And I just cannot wait to experience New York with them, because that'll be first for me as well. So I get to show you my New York, and then maybe they can show us like their New York, which will be a little different.
Fantastic. I've only ever been to New York for like a touristy kind of bachelorette weekend. So I love to live like the locals, you know, I like to blend in.
Yeah.
And I don't like to stick out like a sore thumb. So, yeah. And the women that we were talking about one in particular has volunteered to be on the podcast and tell us some amazing stories.
I asked her, like, please, you got to come on our podcast sometimes, because I have so many questions and I have so many questions left. Like, I asked so many already, but like, I tried to avoid the like questions that I would want to ask her like on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was excited for it, and her stories are incredible. And she's one of the women I talked about a little earlier in this episode, where I was like, oh, like, I heard some great like groupie gossip the other night, and like I can't tell you guys it, but we're going to have some of these women come on and they're going to tell you. So what better way to hear it from the women who actually got to live it? And I'm so grateful that they shared with us what they did, and that they're willing to share even more with, you know, us and like all our listeners. It's going to be so much fun.
Yep.
And got it. One other thing I want to mention before we wrap this up. Orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love me some orange juice. That's putting it simply.
You were satisfied with the like Tim Hortons orange juice
at the airport,
the Toronto airport. Yeah. And then you got a taste of real freshly squeezed orange juice from Rosita orange trees.
Yeah.
And you're a changed woman.
Yes. Yes. It was like a little cup of sunshine. I have never tasted orange juice that good. And just the idea that Pamela can get up every morning and go out and just squeeze that, and like, that's like a dream of mine. And I just loved it, and I'm so happy that she brought all those oranges, because I definitely had like 3 cups of that. I was an orange juice
I didn't even understand how some people could mix that with vodka, because I was like,
it's just too perfect.
It's too sacred. Orange juice was too sacred.
I wish everyone could have a taste of it. Honestly, like
I wish anyone could like anything as much as Lynx liked that orange juice.
Honestly, it was like having an orgasm in my...
I told you it was a horny weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I was very satisfied.
All right. Well, let's leave it on that note. I hope you guys enjoyed coming to Vegas with us. Look for all of the photos that we're going to post along with it. And then up next,
we're going to California.
And we'll bring you some California songs. That we're going to bring you some video. And we're going to be to get in a ride with Sarah Stardust.
I cannot wait. So tonight I'm going to be California dreaming. And tomorrow we're going to be in that California sun. We're going to be California girls.
But first, we're going to be leaving Las Vegas.
That's right. Thank you.
See you in L.A.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favorite children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.